And Jared, let's get right into it. You have been watching some of the market movers today, starting with Tesla, eyeing its best four-day rally since March.
Yes, and what a rally it's been, Karina. Let's pull up the Wi-Fi Interactive where I can chart the price action for us. And no real fundamental news today, but the stock has seen a lot of momentum recently. So let me pull up a one-month trailing chart here, and you can see we got liftoff only last week, along with a lot of other stocks that have been beaten down. So this is actually, if we pull up a four-day chart, we can see it's up 23% over that time period. It had been in danger of getting stuck below $1,000 per share, kind of an important technical level. Now it's right back above 1,100. I believe the all-time high somewhere around 1,250. And Tesla's not the only stock on top of our YF trending ticker list today. We also have Rivian, that stock up 8%. Lucid Motors is up 2%. And Lucid this year up 283%, recently added to the NASDAQ 100, but that is the best performing stock in the NASDAQ 100. Now, if we take a look at what's happened over the trailing month here, we can see we're getting some red there. NIO, which is also one of our trending tickers today, down 24% over that same time period. Lucid Motors, which we were just talking about, down 25%. And it's really the stalwart, some of the bigger names, and especially the traditional automakers that have been having a better go of it. But nevertheless, I'm going to put a four-day chart in here. You can see just about everything is green or dark green, Karina.
And Jared, on the flip side of all of that, Moderna is heading for the longest streak of declines since October of 2019. I'm a little bit surprised by that.
Yeah, and healthcare itself has had a really good month so far. But if we go back to the Wi-Fi Interactive, I'm going to pull up Moderna. It's one of the few red spots on our screen here. This is another stock that has been a high flyer, but also you can see up 136% year to date, but also very much off of its highs. And if we put a two-month chart here, you can see some of those declines down 27% over the period. Now, I'm going to scale out and I'm going to bring up our month-to-date view on the pharmaceutical sector, and we can see a lot of these names have been getting a lot of love, notably not some of these vaccine names. So if I sort by performance, we can see there at the bottom, Moderna off about 30%, BioNTech off 27%, Novavax off 24%. So really the traditional healthcare is what has been providing a lot of the gains for the sector this month. And by the way, healthcare is the leading sector month to date for December, Karina.
And tech is also on a tear, Meta advancing as KeyBank sees strong holiday sales for Oculus.
That's right. And let's pull up the Wi-Fi Interactive one final time here, not for the entire show, but you can see Facebook is one of the contributors to this nice rally we have as a mega cap up 3.5%. Now, over the last 2 months, you can see here, it's finally climbed back to that prior potential resistance area, and you can see this even better on a year-to-date basis. So not by those record highs that we had, say, last quarter, but definitely on the way there. That's trading in the right direction. I do have some notes. You mentioned that KeyBank report. They're saying that Oculus was likely a popular gift over the holiday season. That firm has cited the rankings of the Oculus app in Apple's App Store, saying this suggests a solid Christmas selling season. Also noting that Oculus was a top five entertainment app in five countries and a top 10 overall app in the US on Christmas Eve. So I know a couple people, even in our audience here, not our audience, on our crew, who got an Oculus. And they said it's pretty incredible, Karina.
I would not know what to do with an Oculus, Jared.
I don't think
I would
either.
But listen,